You're listening to SBS News.
Peter Dutton has been tipped as the next leader of the Liberal Party, a decision that would cast him as the man responsible for resurrecting the party from the pain of its election loss. During his time in politics, Mr. Dutton has become known as a conservative political warrior, but he's made attempts to soften his public persona. The former police officer from Queensland would also be the first man not from New South Wales to lead the Liberal Party since Alexander Downer in 1995. Speaking to Radio 2GB after the party's election defeat, Mr. Dutton said the party needed to get back to core values.
I believe that, that we can win the next election, but there's a lot of work between now and then, and the Liberal Party has to get back to being the Liberal Party and being the broad church. And we're not the moderate Liberal, moderate Conservative Party. We're not the Conservative Moderate Party. We are the Liberal Party.
Mr. Dutton grew up in Brisbane to a mother who worked in childcare and a father who had his own building business. After leaving high school, Mr. Dutton graduated from the Queensland Police Academy in 1990, going on to work as an officer for nearly a decade in the Drug and Sex Offenders Unit. He also worked in his father's building business, reportedly amassing a large property portfolio during his time as director of the company, which he stepped down from in 2006. In 2001, he won the Queensland seat of Dixon and went on to hold economic portfolios in the outer ministry of the Howard government. Since then, Mr. Dutton is most associated with his roles as Home Affairs Minister and then Defence Minister. Fellow Liberal Angus Taylor told Sky News Mr. Dutton is the right man for the job.
I think he's the right person to lead us. He obviously is a strong leader. We need a strong leader, but he also respects those basic Liberal values. I think he understands them extremely well, and he will lead us at a time when we do need to hold the Labor government to account, when we do need to refine those core values.
The last time his name was considered in the leadership race was during his unsuccessful challenge against then Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull in August 2018. Following this, Mr. Dutton ultimately lost a second leadership ballot to former Prime Minister Scott Morrison 45-40. In the portfolio of Home Affairs, Mr. Dutton's profile became directly linked with his time presiding over the detention of asylum seekers in offshore detention on Manus Island and Nauru. While he did raise concerns for the mental health and well-being of those stuck in these conditions, to a large extent he remains defined by the offshore detention of asylum seekers. He had this to say on the issue in 2016.
Obviously, the government is in a strong position when it comes to border protection policy because we have kept the boat stopped. We have closed 17 detention centres. We've stopped the drownings at sea. I made it my cause to get children out of detention when I came to this portfolio, and we've done that, and our next desire is to get women and children family units off Nauru as quickly as possible to continue to finish the job that we started when we came into government in 2013, and that is to clean up Labor's mess.
Mr. Dutton has also advocated for a pragmatic approach to taking action on climate change. In 2019, he said while Australia was doing its bit, he cautioned against going overboard and closing down the economy, saying it was not in Australia's national interest or anybody else's. Meanwhile, in 2015, when he was Immigration Minister, he apologised for making an off-microphone joke with then-Prime Minister Tony Abbott about rising sea levels on Pacific islands. When Mr. Abbott joked about the lack of punctuality of some Pacific leaders at a regional meeting, Mr. Dutton had this to say in response.
Time doesn't mean anything. We're about to be, have water lapping at your
hands.
In 2008, Mr. Dutton boycotted the apology to the Stolen Generations, later saying he didn't regard it as something that would deliver tangible outcomes to kids. But in an interview with the Sydney Morning Herald, he said he regretted staying away, telling the paper he didn't appreciate the symbolism of it and the importance to Indigenous people. In 2016, he also implied it was a mistake to bring Lebanese refugees into Australia during the 1970s. He later clarified in Question Time that he was talking about Lebanese Muslims that had been charged with terrorist-related offences.
The advice that I have is that out of the last 33 people
who have been charged with terrorist-related offences in this country. 22 of those people are from second and third generation Lebanese Muslim background.
In the same year, he also expressed sympathy for the plight of the Yazidi community in the Middle East, who found themselves subjected to a campaign of genocide by the self-proclaimed Islamic State. Thousands of members of the community were granted humanitarian visas by the then Liberal government to settle in Australia.
This is a genocide that's taken place, and people are in desperate need of support. Australia's been able to provide some support, as other nations have done. But these are people that have occupied their lands for centuries, and to be put in a place in the modern age, in the 21st century, where literally they have been slaughtered and driven from their lands, is horrific by every account.
More recently, he earned a reputation for speaking out strongly against China's rise in the region, declaring the only way Australia can preserve peace is to prepare for war and be strong as a country, not to cower to China. Earlier this year, former Liberal leader and Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull criticised Mr. Dutton's views on China.
Peter Dutton's rhetoric is becoming more and more bombastic and belligerent. It's just a pity that he doesn't match it with actual preparation and work. You know, this is a hose you have to hold, put it bluntly. This needs time and attention. You cannot abdicate or step away from responsibility.
The question now remains to be seen if Mr. Dutton is the right man to take the party forward, especially after a wave of teal independence devastated the party in inner city seats, once considered Liberal heartlands. Some Liberal colleagues believe Mr. Dutton's pragmatic approach will help lead the party as it seeks to re-identify with its central values. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.